Chapter 6. Danger. Tripods. Returning from Leatherhead, Ashton saw a flash of green fire zoom overhead and land nearby. It was a third spaceship. As he approached Woking, Ashton saw more flashes of light and heard sounds like thunder. "What are those noises?" he wondered. Then he saw a monstrous metal tripod, 30 meters tall and walking quickly. It was swinging its metal tentacles in the air and destroying everything in its path. "The Martians must be inside those things," thought Ashton. "Now they've got transport. They can move quickly." Suddenly, the trees ahead of Ashton were crushed, and a second huge tripod rushed directly into his path. "God help me," thought Ashton. He pulled the horse's head to the right, and the horse and cart fell onto the ground. Ashton found himself in a pool of water, in shock. A few moments later, he stood up painfully. He saw that the horse was dead, its neck was broken, and the cart was destroyed. What should he do now? He knew that he should go back to Leatherhead and join his wife, but he was wet and tired. It was raining, and he needed to go home and rest. Ashton ran in the dark, passing abandoned houses and gardens. He climbed the hill tiredly, finally reaching his house. He entered and locked the door. Ashton sat at the foot of the staircase with his back to the wall, trembling violently. All he could think of was the giant metal tripod. After a while, he went upstairs to change his clothes and look out of the window. In the distance, the area around the first spaceship glowed in a red light. Ashton saw ruined houses and a wrecked train off the tracks near the station. Huge black shapes moved backwards and forwards. They seemed extremely busy. "Those tripods move very quickly," he thought. "Does a Martian sit in each one controlling it?" Suddenly, there was a sound outside. He saw a soldier jump from the fence and land in his garden. "Hey there!" Ashton shouted from the window. The soldier turned and looked around him. "I'm here in the house," Ashton said. "Where are you going?"
"God knows," said the soldier in despair.
"Are you trying to hide?" called Ashton.
"Yes, I am," replied the soldier.
"The world has gone mad." "Come into the house," Ashton said. He went downstairs and unlocked the door. The soldier entered, looking dirty and tired.
"My God," said Ashton. "What happened?" "It was terrible," the soldier said. "They've destroyed us."
"Have some whiskey and tell me everything," said Ashton, pouring him a glass. The soldier drank it, and then he sat at the table, put his head in his hands, and began to cry like a little boy. It took a long time before he could answer Ashton's questions.
"My name is Bill, and I'm a driver in the artillery," the soldier said. "We were firing our guns from early morning, but the Martians were busy building giant metal tripods. This is their form of transport. Suddenly, one machine stood up on three legs and became a fighting machine. At that instant, the soldiers fired their guns and ammunition at it, but the tripod shot a heat ray at us from a disc inside it. My horse fell backwards, and I found myself under a pile of dead men and horses. The smell, God, like burnt meat. I hid there for a long time until all the tripods were gone. Not a living thing was left in the area. The other soldiers were burnt to ashes by the heat ray."
Ashton gasped. Bill was quiet for a few minutes. Then he said,
"I crawled across the hot ash, looking for a shelter. On the way here, I saw some people hiding and others trying to escape. a tripod lifted a man in its tentacles and smashed his head on a tree. It was horrible. The soldier stopped, too exhausted to continue. Ashton brought out food for him. They ate in darkness, hoping that the Martians would not see them. After dinner, the two men looked out of the window at the destruction all around them.